You were sleeping when you feel someone near, very, very near. Actually, you start to feel my arms wrapping your body from behind in a sweet, soft spoon. Little kisses interspersed with giggles on your cheek. On your neck. A nibble on your ear. Your body shivers. A soft smile is drawn on your lips. Those lips that I want to kiss. And I kiss. Slowly. Softly. I see you reciprocate full of passion. You turn to hug me and soon realize, barely opening these beautiful eyes, that I am naked. You feel my soft breasts and skin rubbing, my body pressed against yours, and you feel your cock wake up before you. Instinctively, your hands land on my breasts. Your touch is gentle as you squeeze them. I breathe a heavy breath. You grab one breast with both hands and guide my body towards you. So you can suck my nipple, make me moan. Your cock is harder now, and all I want is to fuck you. I reach your cock under your pajamas, and you have no boxers. No shirt, no boxers, only those funny pants you love so much, the one I call Harry Potter PJs, the one that, even looking silly, fits you so well, because it's silly like you, silly like your whole body. Your silly eyes, your silly mouth, your silly tongue, your silly hot cock. I start to caress your cock just with my fingertips on the tip of your cock, then the length up and down. Up, up and down, only caressing, feeling your cock hard as fuck, throbbing, pulsating, dripping pre-cum, as you suck my nipples like a hungry man. I ask you to stop. And you do. You know that something better is coming. And you were definitely right. I slip down through your body, kissing, giggling, looking into your eyes. You lean your head back, but soon you look at me again. you like to watch as I slowly slip down. I kiss your chest. I kiss your tummy. I kiss your thighs. I kiss your cock. I rub my lips on the tip of your cock, making your pre-cum my beautiful, slutty lip gloss. I lick my own lips and taste you right before I look at you. I smile and say, Daddy, you taste so good. Your hand lands on my hair. You stroke it. You please your little girl. I moan a little in pleasure. And I start to lick slowly and gentle your cock just with the tip of my tongue. Daddy's cock tastes so delicious. I lick all the length, feeling you get desperate, eager for my mouth. I start to rub my lips on your cock, but I don't put into my mouth. Not yet. You have to wait. I see your heavy breath. Your body needs me. You need me, Daddy. I kiss your cock again. You want me to wrap your cock with my mouth, don't you? Yes, you do. But don't worry, I won't be mean. I am a good girl. I am your good girl. So, when I listen to your moans, I wrap the tip of your cock with my lips, slowly slipping to the base, devouring you as a wild beast. You move your hips and I wrap my fingers to yours, holding hands with you as I suck you completely. You feel my hot, wet mouth wrapping your cock, desperate for your load, sucking you, wanting you all. You move faster and faster and release your hands, landing then on my head and forcing me down, fucking my throat. I gag, fighting for air. And this makes you even horny. You want to force your little girl, cause you know we both like it. You release my head to breathe. But soon, you push me again, making me dive, wrapping your cock. I suck you harder as I can. And you were very, very close. You release my head and I breathe. Then I look into your eyes. You see my face red. And my tears. And this makes you horny as you never thought. Then I beg. Please, daddy, come in my mouth. Come in my throat. You push me one last time and fuck my throat. Merciless, sadistic, almost cruel. You feel your cock burn inside my mouth, and then you release all your load inside me, making me choke with all your cum. You take your hands off my head, and I breathe. I swallow every last drop. And you make a sign so that I approach your face. You grab my face, sweaty, tearful, full of cum. And you clean me with your silly tongue. I look into your eyes. Those beautiful eyes that I love so much. I smile and whisper, "Good morning, Daddy."